The Buca philosophy, Let's Build Together, sums up the importance and the focus that they place on building relationships and with their customers. It encompasses also of how helpful they are to everyone, from the daily contractor to the eager DIY enthusiast. Buco offers a wide range of products, from well-known tool brands, hardware, electrical, roof trusses, as well as a wide range of indoor and outdoor decor to help transform your house into a home. With over 90 stores nationwide, their bright orange logo is bound to catch your eye and draw you into a store to see all that they offer. Today we will be speaking to the Buco Regional Operations Manager in the Eastern Cape. Welcome, Marius Schmidt.
Great. Thank you. Marius, thanks very much.
Ah, pleasure. And thank you once again for joining us, and thank you for your time. So Buco, it's a big, big hardware business. I've been in this industry for a very long time. Please give us some insight, Marius. Over the last few months, what have you guys learned? What have you seen? And how are you maybe feeling at the moment?
Yeah, no, great. Look, it's up to obviously March. Things were going fairly well. We always say could always go better, and you know, we always stand to one little thing that we always quote on, and that is as good as our last month. From March and the whole lockdown to probably June, things started to turn. Things were tough over the lockdown period. Obviously, we opened to essential sort of service providers. We were sort of coming in on a sort of a day-to-day basis for a couple of hours to service their needs, to keep things going. Caused, I must say, a lot of frustration because we could only help certain people and not others. So we had to deal with that. So it wasn't an easy time. It was a lot of frustration. And as things opened up a little bit more, obviously those frustrations went away. We came up with quite a clever idea that we would work to certain activity levels in the business. So if we were only operating at, say, for argument's sake, at 50% of our budget, we would only bring back 50% of our staff. And we worked on a rotational basis that if there was an infection at any given time in our business, that we wouldn't have to lock up the complete operation. So we at all times had two teams, sometimes up to three teams that would come in on a week to week basis, like I said, rotational basis. And this actually, in hindsight, was a fantastic formula, if I can put it that way, because it kept us open, kept our doors open. From there, we moved on, locked everything open up a little bit more. Sororama, of course, opened up the economy a little bit more, and it allowed us to actually sell what we do. The complete business was able to sell the full product offering that we offer. I must say, in July, August, September, were probably our best month that we've had throughout the full financial year. Our financial year basically runs from October to September. So we closed off our financial year now at the end of September. We've just started our new financial year. And currently, things are looking good. We hopefully going to achieve our budgets throughout this next financial year, because obviously the economy, we believe that shrunk between 10% and 20%. So we realigned and restructured our budgets accordingly. We also went through, it is national knowledge, we went through what they call a 189A, where there was a national retrenchment that took place. It was around about between 500 and 600 heads that actually, unfortunately, were taken out of business. But we did that, obviously, for the bigger picture, and that is to have a business going forward after COVID. So, yeah, we're very positive on the way forward. We got a lot of new ideas from a marketing point of view, what we're going to be currently doing over the next couple of months. And I think it's going to be adding a lot of value to the business and also to our clientele, because, as you know, I mean, our business is all around our customer focused at this point in time.
Ach, Marius, thank you very much for giving us some insight. And just allow me to take a moment. You know, we forget, because we're in customer service, you know, and clients walk in and always expect everything to be 100% perfect. But I just want to say thank you very much to you and the Buco team for putting all the love and the effort into making sure that the business stays alive. Yes. You know, in the beginning, when everybody was talking about survival, I have a different view on why it's not negative. Because if you guys did not make the moves that you needed to make in order to survive, there is no fight back in the future, you know, and the jobs that you spoke about and in so many industries that was lost. If we all have the right attitude and if we all took the right moves, we have a fighting chance to reemploy those people in the future, you know, in all industries in which we serve. But right now the business needs to survive, and it's not a negative thing. Yeah. So thank you very much for all the smiles that as customers walked in the worst of the lockdown time. I mean, we already forget what it was like at level, what was it, 1 or 5 or what are we talking about? 5 and 4. It was quite quite a depressive state. And thank you very much that we still was, you guys still operated and still provide an essential service. You know, it's not easy to do these things. And I know consumers don't always really care about it too much. They just want the products and the price and the service and delivery. And we understand that completely. We're in the service industry, but it is really, really brave. And it's amazing how you guys have adapted. So I just wanted to say congratulations from us at Lasher and everybody that you support here as well. And what would you say the Buco values as you sit here today, Maurice, what's your Buco values that allows you to do what you do and also for clients to keep streaming into your business?
Well, you know, I think core is obviously a lot of the values are around people within the business and outside of the business. That being obviously our biggest asset, which is our staff. We're very driven around the staff offering the best possible service, being able to accommodate the customer. Yeah, the transparency within the business, the honesty. And then obviously through all of that, people taking responsibility, you know, at the end of the day, we take responsibility for our actions. Without that, you don't have a business, a healthy business, because you'll just find everyone doing what they feel they need to do. So I think the big thing is responsibility at the moment, right through the business, you know, and being able to answer for your actions, maybe good or bad, you know. So, but we're trying to drive a lot of the business on being positive. And I think like we hit the nail on the head now, you know, we were positive throughout this whole thing because the landscape had changed dramatically, you know, from where we were to where we are now.
Yeah.
I think some of the lessons, I can't really call it post-COVID, but, you know, we were maybe a little bit complacent in the past. We needed more people to do maybe less. So we've looked at all those little things and, you know, we actually have changed a lot of things, which has been good for us. You know, people have maybe become sort of more all-rounders in the business where more was expected from certain staff members when we were working with less staff.
Yeah.
Those people have actually become stars because they've taken on some responsibility and they've actually realized that, you know, I can actually do this.
Yeah.
I can make a difference in this business. So, yeah, that's, I think all of that has come to the fore, you know, through this period.
You know, Maurice, we always say, and you know this, you know, I mean, it's almost like this race we ran. And then you go away, as an example, for a weekend with your management team or your branch team or whatever team it might be. Then we think to ourselves, okay, we had two days together. We think we know what we're doing. And then we implement, you know, some of it the following weeks to follow. But it allowed us to take a deeper breath than ever. And, you know, it's so true what you say there. And I don't think South Africans are just saying this because we had to change a mindset. You know, if you go back to some of my first podcasts, I think it was at level 5, maybe 2 weeks into it. The first thing we said was the mindset change. We're in this. It is what it is. The conditions are what they are. And we had all the reasons to panic. But what we needed to do is take a step back, make sure that our customer service alignment is right. You know, internally, are we motivated, putting people in the right places? Is our structures and policies and procedures and everything right? And does it serve the end goal? And I think that that's why part of it, you know, and no regard to all the suffering that's happening around us, is that we're still grateful enough that we had that foresight and that moment of clarity in our own business, and even as Lasher, as a manufacturing company. Now, two more questions to you, Maurice.
Sure.
Just how did you decide what products goes into Buco? Well, what is the thinking when that happens, if you don't mind sharing some of it with me?
Okay. So our core business is merchant, which will be your building material side. So that should contribute to at least 70% of our business. And then your hardware lines will follow. You know, we cater for your DIY type shopper. We have found that, you know, traditionally we've always been sort of stronger on the credit side of the business.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of months, your credit and your cash customer has become very, very closed.
Yeah.
So obviously with a lot of projects not taking place at the moment, we've had to change our ranges to cater for a more sort of DIY bucky builder type customer. Due to us not having those big contracts and, you know, government not having the spend that they maybe had before on infrastructure and all that type of thing. So as we heard, the couple of sectors that are going to change, and agriculture is probably one of the strongest sectors now in the country. So, you know, we've had to also change our product range according to the sectors that are performing. So agriculture, for one, being your farming communities, whereas maybe we weren't that strong on fencing type product in the past, we've now sort of stocked up on those lines so that we can support that market more. So, you know, your market research is important at this point in time, so that you can capitalize on those sectors from a product point of view. So you sort of get your product in line with the sector is performing. And I'd say, like I said to you, you know, farming community has changed from a farming point of view. Our product range had to change. And also, you know, we've had our cash side of the business and the DIY side has changed immensely. And with DIY, you need to be able to offer the service because you're going to have Mrs. Jones coming in and needing the necessary advice, maybe on painting something. It's a damp surface. How does she go about doing it? Where she might have got a contractor in before to do so. Now you're actually advising her how to do it. You know, yeah, all those little things have changed, which is a little bit more service orientated than maybe what it was before, where a guy comes in and buys a couple of roof screws and some roof sheeting and so forth. You know, he knows what he wants. He comes in, he gets it, and off he goes. You know?
We have found with the Buco stores, you know, because we call it the independent market, and I know it's not necessarily independent, but we found with that is great service. You know, customer can always walk in, they can always find something out. You know, we experience it ourselves all the time. We always do sneaky snob shopping in all your Buco stores, not all of them, but we always go in and see what the type of knowledge is on the product and the service, and it's always phenomenal. And Marius, it's not an easy task to do that, you know. And you know, it's not always, you don't get this right everywhere. And it comes down to also personalities, people in the stores, what type of motivation and management is in place. But it isn't an easy task. And you are South African business. So we do really say we understand all the challenges. And we also appreciate that you guys are standing up to the challenges and helping us as an economy go forward. You know, because if Buco adapts, if Buco goes into a better business, more profitable, let's say better service orientated, better stock oriented, it serves us all as anybody. You know, when I wake up this morning, whatever Buco decides, somehow, some way, you will be able to link that economic impact into us as citizens. It's incredibly. So with Lasher, what we wanted to say to you, Marius, is to say thank you very much for the support that we've been getting from Buco. When I spoke to other Marius this morning, Robert, and I was so happy when he said this to me. He says, Albert, this is the thing about your brand. People come in and call it by name. They don't come in and ask for a spade. They ask for a Lasher spade. They want a Lasher wheelbarrow or any of the 1,200 other products that we make. And I just want to say to you there that we don't just say thank you very much for your stocking us, but I also want you to know, and anybody listening to this, it's also not an emotional plea to support always South African businesses. And hear me when I say this. We also are 9 times better than any spade on the market, guaranteed 100% by our factories. Our barrows are 45% better than anything on the market. So it doesn't matter what you see on the market. We 100% through SABS guarantee that we will last and outlast or perform them by 45 times. So when we say, you know, thank you for stocking South African companies, and people say, well, that's good, you know, but we also are the best, and we're not the best in a cocky way, in a very humble way. We've been doing this for 91 years. We back up everything that you guys say to your customers. If you have a problem with a spade, we back it up. We replace it. There's no questions asked. You also don't have to tie up your cash flow massively into international markets. You can buy as you need and get supplied as you need. So it allows you also in a business to have a little bit more peace of mind when it comes to your customer satisfaction. Forgive me for a bit of a 30-second punt of ourselves. The reason I mention this is that Buco is a strategic partner. They didn't support us because they think we're nice guys, maybe a little bit, but they support us because it's the best brand for their customers. And that's a vital thing for us.
Well, I'm going to probably sum it up for you in a nutshell. When it comes to Lasher, I've only, besides the product being of a very high quality and you can rely on it, and it's identified by our local population. You know, if you were to put another wheelbarrow next to yours, you can immediately feel the difference, maybe in weight or quality, whatever the case might be. But I think the big part for me over the years has been, we've always had a very, very good relationship with the Lasher team. And if it has ever been an issue, it's easy. You just pick up the phone and you sort it out, you know. And that's all critical to us in doing good business, you know. If that's not right, if the relationship's not right, then you've got a bit of a problem. When the relationship's good and you've got a good product, it makes things very easy to do business.
Ach, Maurice, thank you very much. You've summarized it so beautifully. And Maurice, if you don't mind, that I don't want to keep you for too long. I just want to end on you know, 650 people, three factories.
Yes.
And what our message is to the Buco. So not just to you, Maurice, as a boss or the owners and shareholders, but to every guy that picks the products up and puts it onto the shelf, for every customer that they help and assist and educate on the product, you know, for every till person that it goes through the tills and they smile to the customers as they walk in and as they transact their transactions.
Yes.
We want to say thank you so much. You know, we are we call ourselves the Metal Bashers. It's changed to Metal Masters because I believe it was too humble. But we are such a humble business, and we are so over, you know, we call it the blue overall effect. We start always with the blue overalls. We don't start an air conditioned office. We don't run our business out of air conditioned offices and hope things will work. So thank you very much for everybody that supports us. We bless your journey, and we want to say all the best to Buco in this fight back and for the footprint that you have in this economy. Thank you very much for all the support that you guys do to all of us on a daily basis.
Great. No, and likewise, I'm just saying thank you to you guys. Thanks for the opportunity to have the chat. And I hope you guys grow with us from strength to strength, going forward.
Anything last that you might want to say to your customers, Marius?
We're ready for them, and we're ready to do business and look after their needs. And like I always say to most of my clients, my phone's on 24/7. We're there to help. And we're in this together. We look forward to good ending to this whole period we've been through, and that everyone comes out with a big smile on their face at the end of the day.
Thank you. Maurice, just so when you said that, I'm not going to publicize your cell phone number.
No problem.
I'm just joking.
No problem.
About 200,000 people might WhatsApp you.
No, it's not an asshole.
I'm just joking, Maurice. No. Please tell the whole team, all of us, we said all our best.
That's our two still waiting at the same. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Bye-bye, man. Go well.
And this morning we've got very honored to have Marius Roberts. Marius Roberts is the branch manager for Grahamstown Buco. So tell me a little bit about your store, Marius. Who are you guys? Who is your main customers? Who do you accommodate in your business?
Okay, well, we are situated in Grahamstown. We are the biggest hardware DIY outlet in town.
Yeah.
Our main focus is on the contractors, on the building contractors, and then we also cater for the DIY market.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, the contractor business in Grahamstown, but quiet. There's not much development happening at the moment. Even residential houses, new residential houses, there's none of that at the moment. So at the moment, a lot of our business is coming from alterations and renovations and additions.
Yeah.
And then from the DIY market. We've got a very well-stocked plumbing department, paint department, garden section. So basically, we're catering for everybody, but most of our business is coming from the contractors and from the DIY market.
So tell me, I'm going to Grahamstown this afternoon. Somebody in Grahamstown is listening to this message this morning. Why do I come to the Buco store? Why do I come to Marius Roberts' branch?
No, well, I would say we're the biggest hardware outlet in Grahamstown. We're well stocked. I've got friendly staff, and we give good service to our customers.
So tell me, what type of you stock Lasher, Marius? Now, what type of feedback do you get from stocking Lasher?
The feedback that I get from Lasher is people ask for it by name, especially our contractors. The contractors prefer, especially the contractors, they prefer the Lasher brand because they want quality. And they say to me, they don't want to get too sad, and half an hour later, they could have come back to buy another spray. The people come in, they ask for Lasher by name, and it's known in my store as a quality product.
Ach, Marius, thank you very much for that compliment. And, you know, just so you know, Marius, we are a local business, as you know. We've got three factories in this country,
yes.
650 people that we ultimately employ. But we are not always asking for emotional support because we're local. We're saying we're local, and yes, we are more expensive. And I can tell you right now that that's the conditions in which we operate in this country. But most importantly, our tools last 9 times longer on any spade than anything in the market, plus up to 45 times longer than any wheelbarrow on the market. And then on top of that, we guarantee every product that you sell. If there's a problem with it, you return it, we replace it for you with absolutely no questions asked. So there's that sense of guarantee and trust, and also backup service. And, you know, we want to say thank you so much for aligning with a local manufacturer. And, you know, when I speak to the other Marius, Schmidt and yourself and your team, Marius, is that it's like you say, people always ask for it by name. And for that, we are so incredibly profoundly honored and grateful for that. We don't just take that for granted. And thank you very much for stocking the range that you do of lashes so that contractors can come in there, DIY enthusiasts. And it's so important what you just mentioned there. And it just shows, Marius, that you've been in the game a long time. Clients don't want to, and especially in a Grahamstown, you know, when you think of Joburg, Pretoria and Cape Town, maybe in Durban, everything, there's always, you know, there's 7 hardware stores for every 4 blocks. But when you're in outlying areas, you know, that it's always more difficult when you travel half an hour towards home or the contractor has to go onto site or the farmer goes to his farm. You don't want that to come back half an hour later after it's broken. And we see that all the time. Tools breaking very much in the first hours of usage. And that's why we are so focused on ensuring that the consistency of our quality retains and maintains there. Thank you so much.
Well, only a pleasure.
And Marius, we bless you and all the best to all your staff there. Please tell each and every one of them that every single factory manager, logistical partner, warehouse distribution, every guy that works in Lasher, every person that's affected by Lasher, we say thank you very much for everybody in that store for to do what they do on a daily basis. We really salute you guys.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and I'll definitely pass that on to the store.
Thank you, Marius. All the best and wonderful afternoon for you.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye. Keep well.
Bye.